Last year, I was focused on developing the content activation system that I knew was going to grow my business, but my business suffered in revenue because of it. So this year, I've implemented some new business growth strategies that have really helped us to grow already. And I'm going to share some examples with you on specifically the three steps that we have done and how I've implemented those in our business. All right, so let's go take a look. Welcome to the Content Toolbox Podcast, intended to equip and encourage experienced business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jen Neal, entrepreneur, coach, active business owner, tech lover and nerd, and founder of the Content Activation Method. Now enough of this, let's get to the good stuff. All right, first of all, if you are new here, I am Jen Neal, and I am the founder of Formula Done, also the content activation system that I just mentioned. So what does that mean? It really means that we help businesses find traffic and leads online using content that you've already created. If any of that sounds amazing, interesting, anything like that, make sure that you check out some of our past videos, follow the playlist, and if you're feeling extra giving, hit the little subscribe button, make sure you hit the like. So, we're talking about some business growth strategies, and I specifically want to give you guys some examples of what it is that I've done in my business here recently that I have seen that kind of worked. So, breaking it down into top three strategies. So the very first strategy that I did was to very clearly niche down. And this is something that I've talked about, and I swear it cannot be said enough, because every time I'm like, oh, okay, we're good, I'm niched, then I'm like, I probably should do this more, right? It is a frighteningly difficult thing. And in fact, that's the core of what I actually wrote a chapter in a book around. My book is coming out very soon. Super excited about that. And I really just focused on the pains that came from trying to focus down on that niche. Now, if you're interested in this topic, I will be doing an episode on this a little bit later. And you'll be able to deep dive with me on how I found my niche. But really what I wanted to say is that I focused on content marketing and specifically content activation as a marketing method with our niche. What I have found is that it's a lot easier to market to a specific group and to talk to very specific people when I niche that down even further. Now, does this mean that content activation does not work for other businesses? No. But I think in terms of launching a somewhat new program, it's a lot easier to say, here's how this works specifically for coaches, authors, and infopreneurs, right? That makes a whole lot more sense. And it's a lot easier to develop those messages that talk to people. So I think when you're thinking about niching down, it's really focusing on the who and the what. So what is it that you're exactly doing? Narrowing that down and narrowing down the who. So that's example number one, which seems kind of counterintuitive that if you're going to niche down, that it's actually going to help you scale, but it really, really does. And it's been a lesson that has been a difficult one for me to learn over the years and to really implement. And every time I think I have it, like I said, then I'm like, oh, there's another way to niche down. So take that for from all of my lessons. Hopefully you can learn something and do it a little faster than me. All right, second up is investing in yourself and your team. So really what I've done here, I mean, if I look over the past several years in terms of trying to grow my business, I bought into different group coaching packages or different done-for-you services and different things. And those things didn't get me where I needed to go in my business. However, what they did do is that was an investment in myself. I have learned how to be an effective leader. I have learned how to develop the right marketing messages, how to build systems that will function and automate. And because I've had all these trainings over the years, you know, I see new things and I'm like, oh yeah, I know how to do that. I know how to do that. So then it's literally like I can take the idea and implement right away because I've already invested in myself. Now take that a step further is that I share all of my trainings and everything with my team so that I'm ready to let them learn what I've learned so that they can take over what I've done and be even probably more effective at it than I've done. So sharing those investments with my team, and even more so, the big thing that I have really focused on this year is investing my money where it's going to make the biggest difference. And for me right now, that has been in team. And that means finding and hiring the right people. And I have some people who work direct for me. I've gone through VA hiring services for other. I've had some from referrals, but every time, as long as I'm following that system of, is this the right person? Then that person becomes the right investment because they are able to go out and do more than what I am just able to do. So really finding the ways to invest in the right people is huge, and I've already seen amazing results from that. And I think to that end, this is the first year that I've actually invested in networking opportunities for my team to go to, or specific trainings just for my team to go to that I wasn't even planning on taking part. And I'm constantly looking at, like, okay, what are the other things that I can get off of my plate, or what are the bottlenecks? And is there a person that we can put in place with that system and process to help make that really, really effective and go?
Like a machine, like well oiled.
So I have one more main tip, which I am super excited to share with you guys, but I want to hear first, what types of business growth strategies have you been using yourself? Or are there any here that I've mentioned so far that you're like, oh, I really, really need to lean into that? So I love to hear it. Share it in the comments below. And if you're liking what you hear, make sure you hit the little like button. All right, we are going to jump into the final point here, which I want to think about this as focusing on the journey. I start with internally. Am I starting every day with a very pointed to-do list, a task list? Here's what I'm trying to accomplish for the day. And that comes down to planning and morning routines and a lot of that kind of stuff that get talked about a lot. But if you're really thinking about what are the strategies that I'm going to use to hold myself accountable, and that's been a big one for me, and I keep bouncing around and kind of playing with different things. I've got different calendar colorings and to-do lists, and really what it comes down to is I have to give myself 3 very focused tasks for the day. I always try to give myself like 20. And then I get disappointed that I didn't get them done. But if I'm just to give myself like, all right, here's the 3 things that I know I have to get done today, then I get those done and I feel great about doing extra, right? So it's a good motivator for me. Now, I also, moving into the journey, talking about my team, focusing on my team's journey, I want them, each of them, to be able to grow personally and develop personally, to increase their capacity and for learning and for giving and for doing. So I share, here's my things that I'm working on for the day, and I like for them to do the same thing on our team call. And when you take the journey idea one step further, it takes it into the customer journey. And here's one thing, like, I have always been all about the customer journey, but I like to set up systems and processes and make sure that after they buy, that they're still getting touch points. They're still getting rewarded for their actions. They're still seeing the results of what it is that they're doing. And I have built a lot of that in terms of systems and processes into our own deliverables. But what I hadn't done was really given it that personal connection. And so I think extending this same thing on focusing on the journey is focusing that into customer success and making sure that if we have happy customers, they're going to continue referring people. And that's exactly how a business grows. And so really just putting more resources on, and that's my big learning point for what I've done this year, is putting more resources on making sure that the customer is seeing the results and they're really focusing on, like, we are focusing on them having a happy journey. And in so doing, that has made for amazing growth. And we're actually putting, I just went to a conference recently and they talked about a customer success manager. And I was like, oh, that's a great role. So we are actually implementing steps to create a person who is dedicated to making sure that the customers have success. And that's a new step that I'm actually implementing right now. And one that I am super excited about because I know that if we're investing in our journeys every day, I've seen it for myself, I've seen it for my team. So why not invest that into my customers and make sure that they are having the journey that they need? So that is the 3 business growth strategies that we have done. All right, so here's the business wrap up, right? You guys know this. If you like the video, please hit like. If you really like our stuff, please hit subscribe and share it with some of your friends because we're going for raising our subscription numbers. Most of all, if any of this you have found interesting, please comment, share any of that. But if you're interested more in what we're doing here at Formula Done, head on over. If you're listening to this right away, we are in the middle of rebranding. So our website is currently thevirtualgen.com. So go over to the Virtual Gen. You can check out how we are helping people, services that we are offering. You can even get in touch with us and ask me questions directly. If you are curious about anything else, you can look into our different programs. You can find our podcast, blogs, all of those good stuff. And if you are coming back, if you're listening on a hashtag replay, make sure that you check out the Virtual Gen. Will be forwarded to Formula Done as soon as our rebranding is complete. So that is all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, taking your time, and I hope that sharing some of my own experiences in business growth have helped inspire you to implement something new towards the growth of your own business. All right, see you on the next episode.